Let us go to Matthew, the 25th chapter, the first few verses here for our thoughts for the day. We find these precious words of truth: "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God. And oil is beautiful and precious treasure, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And both natural oil and certainly the spiritual oil of God's Spirit is very valuable and very marvelous and a beautiful treasure. In the Old Testament tabernacle, we see oil used for light. In Exodus, the 27th chapter, in verse 20, God commanded Israel, And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they may bring thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. And so oil is a picture, I said, of God's Spirit. And when God's Spirit is in the candlestick of His Word, the oil of His Spirit, you can rest assured there will always be light for you in the Word of God. So if we would be just like the little widow woman and exercise our faith that Elisha blessed, and not let our desire for God's oil leak out like the foolish virgins. The wise took an extra supply, and note, then they kept their lamps burning. The lamp is a picture of the Word of God. The Word of God, the light of it, the revelation of it, the thrill of it will die out, and you will lose that unless that you stay in contact with the oil of God's Spirit. And then likewise, again, in Exodus, the 30th chapter, and verse 25, we find that God had a holy oil made to anoint the tabernacle and to anoint his servants that ministered there, so that the tabernacle and those that served there would carry a fragrant anointing as they moved in and out. So it would be a pleasurable thing for the children of Israel to come to this tabernacle and to smell its fragrance, and how they would be blessed, and how they'd be edified, and how they'd be lifted up, and how exciting it would be to think in their mind, oh, what a beautiful place, what a fragrant place to go. In Exodus, the 30th chapter, and verse 25, And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, and an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointed oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith. And then he enumerates all the furniture that was anointed with this precious, fragrant oil. And certainly when Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, God sent the oil of his Spirit and filled his son. And the Bible said that Jesus had the Spirit without measure, so that at all times Jesus was a bright light, a bright lamp, so much so that he could say, I'm the light of the world. If any man follow after me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so in verse 30, And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. So how wonderful to ask God to forgive us of our debts and trespasses by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and to fill us and to anoint us with the oil of his Spirit, that we might be fragrant priests as we go go to seek him, that we might be fragrant vessels, beloved, as we go to his temple through his spirit to worship and to adore him, and that we might come out as a lampstand, a candlestick. You know, Jesus said in Matthew, don't hide your light under a bushel, but set your lampstand up so that everybody can see it. But how can we have a lighted lampstand if we don't have the oil of God's Spirit that will bring forth the light of his word? And remember, the word of God said that the Old Testament tabernacle candlestick was to be kept burning always. And so, beloved, oil was used in healing. When Jesus gave the parable of the Good Samaritan, remember the man that fell among thieves and he was wounded? The Good Samaritan poured in the oil because oil will produce healing. And how many times we get chafed in our attitudes and our dispositions, and things are not running smooth, and we don't feel smooth. We feel like a cactus plant with all of its prickly thorns, and other people have that impression of us sometimes too. And how easy to get healed if we take a little time alone in the prayer closet and get a refueling, as it were, of the precious oil of the Spirit of God, and then let that oil come through the Word of God to us, so that the Word stands up all over again as a new candlestick burning with light. And again, in James 5:14, the apostle said, if any are sick, let them call the elders of the church and let them pray over them. Let them anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith, you see, shall save the sick. And so oil is for healing. It heals, beloved, in the natural. And it's not just a natural bottle of oil. Yes, we use that to pray for people, but that's just not the answer. There is an invisible oil of the Spirit of God by faith that ministers in the body of the person that's sick. And then again, beloved, we find the oil of God's Spirit fills one with gladness, as it was prophesied of Jesus Christ in Psalm 45 and verse 7. He said, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So we see the price tag attached here if we would have the oil of God's Spirit, the oil of gladness permeating our hearts to where we can live a victorious, abundant Christian life, overflowing with the joy of the Lord, and have our souls rejoicing and delighting in the Lord. The price tag is to love righteousness and hate wickedness. And beloved, sure, we hate wickedness in someone else, but how about ourselves? When our attitudes and our dispositions and our hearts are not right, then that's wicked before the Lord. Let us love his righteousness and hate that in ourselves, which is unlike Jesus Christ. And if we will, he will fill us with the oil of gladness, and our hearts and our lives will be beautiful and fragrant and lit with the beautiful truths of the Word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the oil of thy Spirit. Let it pour into our hearts. Let it permeate every nook and corner, that we might, Lord, be filled with thy gladness and with thy joy and with thy rejoicing, that others can see through our gladness and our joy in thee the oil of thy Spirit, because we pray in Jesus' precious, lovely name. Amen.